Okay. Tuesday night, Simon Kovdalet Siv Vav. Hodi Amrina Nimshaka, they look more as Kula Bakori Misharinon. Okay, we had the Nichos Kriya Shema. It's Mitchila Ba'at Sof, and it depends on the person davening. The reason the Shulchan Aruch says the word Kore is because it's taken from Hilchos Kriya Shema. Mishnah Berurah speaks that out. Chavbeis b'korei nafat korei mishum d'din z'navei b'kriya shma shom gam ken din ahochi k'ma shikot b'leyah b'tum z'am b'chei sefal b'agba. Okay. Now, the second half of the Sif talks about talking during Shemona Esrei, the hefsik of talking. The Mechaber says, M'soch b'tfila dino linyan chazora k'dina hafsakos amuros b'simen zeh. Which means that there's no special pashtus on mechaber saying there's no special hefsek of talking, except what well, we'll see in a moment. In other words, to be chayzal arosh mona esrei, you would need shok de ligmor es kula, even by soch. But pashtus, as we saw yesterday, and that's what the mechaber means also, if you're not shok de ligmor es kula, but you are soch, so there would be a din of chazor l'tchilas habracha. You can't just pick up from where you left off. You would have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. Except if you hold like the shittas that we saw yesterday in the Bir Halacha, that there's never such a concept as going back to the beginning of the bracha that we saw. Some achrayim hold like that, the Gro included. It could make a nafkamina l'gabi b'di'evet, of course, if you finish the Shmona Esrei just picking up where you left off and you didn't go back to the beginning of the bracha, and the beginning of the bracha is essential. So can you be soimich on the shittas that there's really no such thing as going back to the beginning of the bracha? So we'll see that yes. Mishnah Berurah and Bir Halacha says that yes.
Is this a kasha on all the times that the Mishnah Berurah said Hefsek means Dibur? Now he says, no.
Because the Mishnah Berurah very much in the beginning of the, he very specifically spoke out till now that we weren't talking about Dibur. And now we're talking about Dibur. The Chiddush and the Mechaber, the Rashi does that if you talk, you have to go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. Talking is the ultimate hefsek. Now all the talking, by the way, is Shaloi L'Tzarech HaTfila. L'Tzarech HaTfila, we saw Chayei Odom, you could talk. Now, we'll have later, I don't know if we'll go into it now, we'll have later that, so you say Alav Yovel by mistake. You know, you wake up in the morning, you're a little groggy, or at night, you know, you made a mistake, you say Alav Yovel. You thought it was Rosh Chodesh. That's called talking. That's also talking. If you said something that's not Negeya to Shemona Esrei, it's called talking. The fact that it's in Hebrew and it's the Nusach of Shemona Esrei doesn't help matters. In fact, there is a Shita, and we probably paskin like the Shita, that it's worse if it's the Nusach HaTfila. Because there's a steer in the Mechaber. Later on, the Mechaber paskins that if you bemezit say something that Shalom Inyan HaTfila, you have to go back to the Shemona Esrei. And the Mechaber is Mechalik, and Kuf Yud Dalet Zayin, between Shoigig and Mezid. Kufi Dalid Siv Zion. If the Mezid, he said the wrong thing in Shmona Esrei. He goes back to the beginning. So they ask Astira, how a Mechaber is not Mechalik between Shoigig and Mezid? That's a sheet in the Rishayna, Chalik between Shoigig and Mezid. How a Mechaber here in Kuf Dalid is not Mechaber, is not. There's not mechalik between shogig and mezid. In kuf yud dalet is mechalik between shogig and mezid. It said by mezid you have to be chayzal arosh. This is the Bach's question. The Bach's.
shogeg means you thought you were allowed to talk, and you talked. And bezit means you bekavona said the wrong thing over there in Kuf Yud Dalet. So the Bach asks the stira. So many acharinim answer that over there it's worse because it's matbeah hatfila. Kuf Yud Dalet is saying that you said the wrong thing in Shmona Esrei. So that's worse. So, as I said, it's not better, it's worse. So if you say Ritzay and benching and it's not Shabbos, but you say Yalav V'Yavo, well, you know, you could say Yalav V'Yavo. You could say Yalav V'Yavo and
you could say it would be Ritzay.
Okay. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Imsach. Vuadinim hiskim o'er shel shar yomim b'tfila. Berurah says vuadin. Actually, it could be even worse. Vivein shel Shabbos v'yomta b'choy l'chay gavna. Gam ken dino ki vusach. But, you know, the first step is to let you know it's like talking. Don't think it's, the fact that it's in Hebrew and it's nusach ha'tfila. That's called Sof. Yivur l'kamam b'soif simon kuvches and Mishnah Berurah in Shom. We'll have more details about such halachas. B'tfila, b'msoch b'kriyash ma b'choseha, ayin liyel. It's really, essentially, it's the same. I mean, according to the Mechaber, of course, it's different if it wasn't machmas oinus. Again, according to us, talking not machmas oinus, the Mechaber tells the fact that talking is nothing special, so to speak. You need shalke de ligmar eskula. According to us, it would have to be talking machmas einus, which, it could happen. If you feel you're in danger and you have to talk. Last week we discussed if you feel you're in danger and you have to walk. Let's say you feel you have to talk. The anus is coming and you have to talk to him. So you could be shalke de ligmar eskula, but we need machmas einus. Kedina hafsakus. Mishnah Berurah speaks out. Ritzona lomar dimsoch b'emtza bracha sicha muetes. The smallest amount. Avilum lo shal yadei zeka de ligmar osa bracha. Chayza l'rosha bracha. If you hold, there's a barrier of being chayza l'rosha bracha. So it exists by talking, even if you say one word. So you have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. According to us, he says Bishgoga, because we're going to see later, the Mishnah Berurah is misupik about Mezid. He's not sure. Maybe the Bach's right. Maybe Machmas Mezid, we have to paskin that no matter what, Yechazel Roy Shmona Esrei. That's why he says here, Abelam Soch Shalagonis Gim Bishgoga, Adidei Ezatolos, O Shazova Shuhumut, there are people talking to Ligmar Kula, and Yechazel Roy Shkim Lechilel Sabracha. Now, Mishmura says something which might be surprising to you. Yim Soch Bein Bracha Lebracha, Abel Gab the Asa Isser Bazeh, Bikomakom, I guess I have a mistake here. I didn't. I'm missing a few words here. Thank you. Bikomakom Lashaykh Bazaar Tik. Okay, it's a mistake in the print. Thank you. Bikomakom Lashaykh Bazaar Shum Tik on the Kuli Alma. But you don't have to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei, he's saying. Note, if you soch bein bracha lebracha,
in Sochbein, Abu Gavda also Isser Bezeh, Mikom Gom Loshaych Bezeh Shum Tikun Lechuli Yalma. And if you can't go back to the beginning of the Bracha, El Miyad Achar Asicha Goyim Et Tfilosai. But if Yeshua Kedei Lidmor Kula, that even being Bracha LeBracha, if it's Ba'inus, you have to be Chayzul LeBrach. Right? If you saw Kedei Bracha LeBracha, and Yeshua Kedei Lidmor is Kula, and it was Ba'inus, you have to go back. You have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei L'Chayra. Yeah. Yimsoch the Mezid, this is what the Bach I told you before. Sorachi and Godol, the Din Zeh. Yeshurim the Chayzer Taker for Rosh Atfilo, Atfilo Besrichim Uwetas. The Mezid, and that's the terrace of the Steer and Machaber. And the Chalami is the Chilik with Yeshurim and Mezid. Yeshurim the Loishma, and Yeshurim and Mezid. Part of the beer halacha. Okay, so what did the Mishnah Berurah just say? He said, if you talk, even sicha mu'etas, you have to go back to the beginning of the bracha, and you have to be an oinus according to us. Okay, being bracha the bracha, so there's no going back to anything, except of course if you were shocked at the school, you have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. And then he's Masupik, Mezid. Maybe Taka we paskin like the Bach. That the Mezid is a, you have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. The Blyth Sorechia. Let's see the Bir Halacha. I am the Mishnah Berurah, the Mashakot of the Imsoch Sichem Uetah. So Shalom Rafila Beliyoinis. You have to go back to the beginning of the Bracha. Even without Oinis. Kein Mashma Miderech Achayim Behu Nochayim. Yesterday in the beer, Allah was mashma not like that. The beer, Allah was mashma. You always need l'didon machmas einus. Here he's saying that sicha to go back to the beginning of the bracha. You don't need machmas einus. Sorry, here. Bir halacha that we learned yesterday is mashma not like that. V'da oy. Certainly, shalke de ligmar is kula to go back to the beginning needs oynus. That's what we saw in the Mishnah Berurah. He considers the possibility that going back to the beginning of the bracha is necessary, even if you were soch shaloi machmas einus. And chanami, you need machmas einus always to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, but to go back to the beginning of the bracha. It is that you don't need machmas einus. You are mafsik in the bracha. Dibur is a significant hefsik, and you don't need machmas einus to go back to the beginning of the bracha. Even though by halicha and by shtika, we saw you do, but sicha would be more chomer. You go back to the beginning of the bracha, the Bir Alacha says, if you didn't, you don't have to go back and say Shmoneh Esrei over, because we have it with Samech on the Rashba, that there's no such thing. You always have to go back to Mokom Shaposa. And the Gro Paskins like the Rashba, right? It was yesterday. Then he talks about Tzach B'mezid, the sheet that he had to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. And then he suggests that maybe that's even by Tzach Bein Bracha LeBracha. And in the Mishnah Berurah, when he said Tzach Bein Bracha LeBracha is meaningless, that's what he was talking, that Tzach makes you go back to the beginning of the Bracha, you Mekalkel the Bracha. But if Mekalkel Shmoneh Esrei, if you hold it's Mekalkel the Shmoneh Esrei, then it's even if it's Bein Bracha LeBracha, that makes sense, because it has to do with the Shmoneh Esrei, not with the Bracha. He's not sure about that. There's something in the Mishnah Berurah about that. In Europe, there used to be more people that used to talk in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. But it was part of davening. People would get very emotional and say, "I got in you." They'd say, "I got in you."
"Oi, Lulu."
That people assume that's not talking. I'm not sure why. You have to form a word.
It is a word. "Oi."
It's not.
It's not a word.
No. It's a grunt. So an anocha. What?
Lu.
I don't think Lu has the chashivas of a word. It's a good shaila.
The old time is just a big
dead. Person could say Nu in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, but maze it. The Shmoneh Esrei said he has to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei.
What
if
there's a grunt?
What?
What if there's attacking grunts is clearly not a word. La la la. And there's something that's clearly not a word. And he's being assigned to someone else. So then you have a shadow of who's a word. Let's say something is 100% not a word.
But I think we're the old ones.
I think Sikha. It has to be Sikha.
If you can make it into Osios and Kudos, even if it's not a word, I think he said.
I think there's a chashivus and a hefsek of sicha. If you just grunt, say so it's a sophisticated form of remiza. That's all. That's what I would categorize it. Sophisticated remiza. Sicha, you see, sicha has a significance. And it's a hefsek, even without shok, they ligmaris kula, maybe, b'mezid. Or even if it's not an oinus, if you go back to the beginning of the bracha, so I would say it's dafka sicha. That chashivus of hefsik is indeed dafka sicha. It's not just because your mouth uttered a sound. It has to be a word. My children hold it has to be consonants. They carry on complete conversations after Natilus Yadayim, as long as they don't say consonants. Tishtuyot, I mean, Tishtus Gomer, because there's nothing to do with talking. There's no real issue to talk after Natilus Yadayim. And the Hesach Hadas is there even more. Tishtus Sheba Shtus.
Text.
So you have to. What? If you want to see it, das. You have to know if you want to see it, das. It's certainly not called Dibur. If you want to see it, you're not supposed to be Messiah das between washing and eating hamotzi. You're not supposed to be Messiah das. I don't let my wife. I yell at my wife when she. She comes in from the kitchen, she brings the course with her. You're not supposed to do anything. Tzarech Suda is done. Tzarech the pass. Havei Melach is not a Hefsa. Okay. Because that, and even in Tinsulaymer, it's, you know, it's Derech Halicha. You have, if you have a Mishnayos Poro, you have these dinim. Any slight hesach hadas passels the eifa pora once it's mixed with the mayim. So you have the cases, like the most, you would think, outlandish cases. Like the guy stops to say hello, boom, the water's passeled. Like, but if he's walking, and while he's walking, he carries something, like all these nuances are I don't think there's something again until the Shadayim, but they are Nageya Eifepora. All these little Kleinika nuances of Hesach Hadas. Okay, let's continue. So that's the vote. Okay, Siv Zion. I don't know what happened. Ain't it posted? What? No, thank you. Ain't a posik lo l'kaddish v'lo l'kedusha. Right? This is during Shmona Esrei. Ela yishto v'yachavin l'mashrem v'shliach tzibur v'yahei ka'one. So there's a huge machlekes Rashi Tosis in Sukkah. In Brachas Tosis says that Adarabi, if it's kain, it blights a hefsek. So you shouldn't be mechavin to be shemeya kaina, because then it'll blight a hefsek. Rabbi Yoin and Brachas Grada has a different shayla. Taisa says it's kaina. It's kaina and it's a hefsek. Taisa and Brachas. And of Chafalas. Rabbi Yoina Yesh Makshim al Psak Zeh, that's Rashi sheet today, you should listen. Yeah. Listen to this. Listen how we. Abba Rabbeinu Haigon. Omru Shoshol Seik. The Chemrin and Shoya Shomea Kaone Bahavi Havsoka Tavka Bidvar Machere. Abba Bezeshu Shvoche Shol Mokoim. Lay Dainil and Lay Havsoka. Vishori. So now, that's for sure, you can't talk. You can't say Shvoche Shol Mokoim. Can't, that's for sure, that's a hefsek. So that's an interesting, it's a tzarechion, the real tzarechion. It's something to be mayan it, to this Rabbeinu Yoina. It's an interesting Rabbeinu Yoina. That regarding listening, Shemea Ka'ina, so it's not a hefsoka because it's Shochei Shol Mokoim. In other words, the degree of hefsek that Shemea Ka'ina would be is ameliorated by the fact that it's Shvachei Shol Mokoim. Talking mamish, Shvachei Shol Mokoim, davening Shmon Esrei. But that Shemeya Ka'ina blind to Havsaka, the Bnei Yoina. That's why I'm speaking it out, because it's interesting. Okay. So we pasuk like Rashi. V'yachavu l'mashayim v'shliachsivu b'yei Ka'ina. So for what do you do this for? The Kaddish? What's the loyim alom and Yeshmei Rabba? What in the Baruch Hu? Now you have to realize you can't go overboard with this. Because if you do it in a place that it doesn't say, then you run the risk. Let's say you are mechaven by Yiskadal v'Yiskadal Shmei Rabba. Right there, maybe, I don't know who you're listening to that's being motzi you. No one's being motzi you. The mechaven says, v'yechavel mashem eshliach tzidbur, v'yei ka'one. But if you listen to the guy next to you, there's no Shemei HaKoyin at Pashas. He's not mechaven to be motzi you.
The person who's saying Kaddish
does not have the status of Shliach Tzibur. Which person saying Kaddish?
Say Kaddish
Yosef. He's not mechaven to be motzi you in anything. He's not mechaven to be motzi you.
Shliach
Tzibur is mechaven to be motzi you. He's not mechaven to be motzi you.
Is there an
afkamina
thinking you're
Heishmei Rabba
from the shots?
Yeah, that's why I'm saying. That's why the mechaven said the Mashiach Shliach Tzibur. He didn't say the Mashiach. The guy on the table next to him is saying. Anyway, the Kaddish, it's Yesh Mei Rabba and Baruch Hu.
Yesh Mei Rabba usually means the Amen afterwards also.
Not here.
No?
No. Birchus Kohanim? Birchus Kohanim, you should listen to Birchus Kohanim, that's what I'm saying. In Hilchos Birchus Kohanim, it says you should listen to Birchus Kohanim too. I don't know if you should be chavin to the Amen. Again, you should be chavin to the words. You could listen to the bracha. But there's no Shemei HaKoyin in the bracha. Maybe the Amen, maybe the Kaddish. But who's saying Amen? I don't know who's being mitzi him in the Amen. It says you should listen to the Birchus Kohanim. That's not Shemei HaKoyin. I don't even know if that's a problem. Maybe that's just a Al Tilchus Hefsik, he could stop Shemona Esrei and listen and be mechavin to be Mizborech. I don't know if there's Shemei HaKohanim there. There's no Shemei HaKohanim in this plan. Al Gabonim, the Mechaba says Kaddish and Kedusha, and Mishabura adds Baruch. Yishto Gad Yisborach. Okay, that's how we do it. Via Kaona, Lingin Shetzim Zaydei Chayt Kiddush Kedusha, Nekomogom Lo Choshev Hefsik. Your halacha says, "I am beisayit of detzim d'ntem with the lishtik v'shmoi talia b'plukto v'yeshomim b'chim v'shmei koinu in a mamish also mitam hefsek." Abul began a chriel hakol mitam haminik. It's interesting here; like there was no hachra here in the halacha, and the place can say godol haminik, and the minig was to do it, so they said godol haminik. Now, Mishabur asks a good question. Lemino genu, that there's no problem, meaning, although Shmei Ka'one, but it's not Mamush Ka'one. It's not a Hefsik, so he asks a few shilas. Let's say, Yitzorach Linakovov, could someone be motzi you with Shmei Ka'one? Maybe, yes. That's what he's considering. Maybe, yes. Lives with a Sufik. In your Yoredeya, yeah, brought down the marshal, a naked person shouldn't shecht because he can't make a bracha. So the same shayla, the shach and tazliya say that it's osur. It's osur for the naked person to be yodse with a known person's bracha. But here the bir halacha is musupik by Tzorach Linakovov. When we learned the dinam of Tzorach Linakovov, we came out that you certainly cannot be Yotze if you're Tzorach Linakovov. Pashtus, all these things, I would say for sure not. In Svara. And Hefsik is different, because it's not a Hefsik. Hefsik is already like... No, the you're being Yotze when you're Tzorach Linakovov, so it's felt in Voyam Achnecha Kadosh. So it's like you're saying the words to the degree that you're being Yotze. But Hefsik always requires, like, you have to ratchet it up a bit. So I can see that it's not a Hefsik. And still, you're not allowed to do it if it's Tzorach Linakovov or it's Arum.
Is that a din in the Shkita or is that a din in the Bracha?
No, the Bracha. Okay, we'll stop here.
What about the